he looked good. He looked good. He was in good spirits and whatnot, and you know, doing what he had to do to make sure he got better.
When you say good spirits, it's obviously a difficult circumstance for good spirits. What stood out to you about his demeanor and his disposition?
Well, you know, I came in there talking trash to him. He, you know, he's a pretty boy, so he always has his hair slicked back and stuff. So he had his beard looking all rough and grungy, and I was like, man, I've never seen you uglier. And so he laughed. You know, good stuff. It's good to see him.
Good. Zach, how much time do you get to spend with him?
Well, I didn't want to bug him for too long, you know, because he's gone through a lot. And, you know, the nurses were in and out making sure that he was all right. So I came in there for about 20, 30 minutes and left. And, you know, his wife's there supporting him. And, you know, that's the real strong person in the situation because she's watching her husband, you know, go through those things and being his support. And, you know, kudos to her.
I imagine he had other plans for his bye week.
I could imagine. Yeah, we had talked about it before the bye week came up. And, you know, he's got you got to do what you got to deal with in this league, this game.
Defensively, as you guys reset, where do you really feel like you guys can even make strides from what you've already accomplished in terms of improvement?
Well, I just feel like I think we took a lot of strides going into the bye week, just doing things a little bit better. And, you know, I really wanted to see us be at a you know, at least 4-4, a nice 500 sitting going into the bye week. But unfortunately, we weren't able to take care of business down there in New Orleans. And we just got to keep fighting out of this hole because we're down two games. We've got to get back.
How do you feel about your own performance first half of the season overall? What's your overall assessment? Obviously, career high in sacks and a lot of things going on.
That guy's a freaking stud. No. You know, it's been a tough beginning of the year. You know, everybody has their, you know, adversity that they have to push through. And I think that just as a whole, when I bring it back to the whole team thing, as a whole, I think that we've, you know, we've maintained. You know, one of the best parts of the year for me is just watching Floyd grow. You know, he's getting better every week. You know, he was down. He was having a slump with no sacks for a while. He came back. He's got, what, he's got four in the bag?
Five
in the bag?
Don't short him.
The five one's kind of mine. I ran a stunt for him. But anyway, no, he's looking good.